Thank God for the blood. Amen. Bless the name of Jesus. Are you glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad to know that I know that my Redeemer liveth. He ever lives to make intercession for this little old boy.
Amen.
Man, I praise the Lord tonight. Bless His holy name. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul and He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And I like this part. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord." Bless His holy name. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to read that tonight. That was more for me than for you. But boy, I tell you, I appreciate the Lord tonight. Opportunities that He's given me. I didn't deserve to be a child of God. I done nothing that deserved to be a child of God. But praise God, He chose me anyway. Before the foundation of the world, He said, "I'll take that one."
Yeah.
Amen. When everybody else said, "You know, He ain't no good, He's no count," Jesus said, "I'll take that one." Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have tonight in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Like I said, just read one verse tonight if God will help us. Chapter 10 and verse 10. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this abundant living, abundant life that God gives us. Amen. He gives it through to old sinners, sinners who come to Christ in faith. Old sinners come to Christ. Some things that we find when we come to Christ, when we begin to come to Christ and seek Him. Number one, we find salvation in the Lord. Ain't you glad tonight that there is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? There's salvation in none other tonight. You can't go out and hunt it down. You can't find it anywhere besides in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only place tonight that we'll find salvation. And not only is it salvation that we find in Him, an old sinner can find life in the Lord Jesus Christ. He can find life, life that's out of this world. Amen. It's not a life that we used to know. Anybody that's been born again knows the life that this world has to offer. But I'm glad tonight that God, through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, gives us life that's different than what the world has. I don't live for the kind of life I used to live because Jesus saved my soul. He come into me and He's gave me a different life. He's gave me an abundant life, a life that's full of joy in knowing Him as my Savior. He's pointed me in a direction. He gave me something special tonight. He not only saved me, He not only gave me life, but He gave me sonship with Him. Amen. I'm an heir, praise God, and a joint heir tonight with Jesus Christ my Lord. One of these days we're going to stand together side by side, praise God, for the glory of God. And what a time that's going to be. But until then, I'm glad that in the meantime, He gives us an abundant life. Amen. Thank God for a good life. See, when no sinner comes to Christ, he comes into a good standing in the family of God. Amen. We get that close relationship. We get bought back, praise God. We're brought back into the fold. We were that sheep that's gone astray. But praise God, we've been found. Praise God. Ain't you glad Jesus came to where you was on that night, that day, that evening, that morning, when you bowed, praise God, and you said, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner, and He came into your life and saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen, praise God. Not just life, but abundant life. That's what He talks about here having. Not just life as the world knows it. See, the world's going along in a breakneck speed, and they think they're living life. They think they've got the angle on this thing. They think they've figured it out. But I tell you, if they ain't figured out that there's a God of glory that sent His only begotten Son to save old sinners, they've not figured it out yet, and they've not got life and abundant life. Praise God. Amen. They've missed out. But the saved soul, I was thinking about this over as I was reading and studying a little bit. In John chapter 4 and 14, he said that the saved person, not that man with abundant life, has wells of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. I want to say praise God. I thank God for that abundant life, because an abundant life is a life where wells of water, amen, praise God, are springing up. What is that? That's done under the Word of God, ministering up through your soul, nourishing you, praise God, when you're sad or when you're mad, when you're happy or you're glad. Praise God, it's the Word of God bubbling up in your soul, amen, pumping up like an artesian well, and say, hey, don't worry. It's going to be all right. I got this thing. Amen. Praise be to God, that well of living water. Praise God, that comes up, springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 7, verse 38 says, out of His belly. That's the very heart. Amen. It's when they speak of that belly, they're speaking the very heart of man. Said, out of His belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. Not only the waters, not only the springing waters, but praise God, He says, they're living waters. It's those waters that make alive. Amen. I'm talking about life that this world don't know. I'm talking about life of hope and peace. A life of confidence, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ that the world cannot know. It's alive. Amen. Living waters, waters that are alive, praise God. Quickening waters. Waters that make us alive. Amen. I was dead in my trespassing sins for a long time. Amen. And it was a long time that I thought I was okay. But praise God, hey, listen, I was a dead in those trespasses and those sins. But praise God, there was a quickening power of God came to where I was at, showed me the error of my way, and saved my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that quickening power. That's what He does. That's what abundant life is. That's what a saved soul experiences. That springing up water, that living water, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. Amen. Comes out for me and you. Poured out in you, praise God. If you're a child of God, you know what I'm talking about tonight. Amen. You've been in situations, praise God, where you begin to wonder just if there was any hope at all. But praise God, all of a sudden there's a pumping takes place down in your soul. And you say, you know what? No matter what happens, it's going to be all right. Because I'm a winner anyway. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, nobody's holding me back. Praise God. When it comes my time to depart and go to be with Him, praise God, that invitation's open. Amen. No man can take it away. Praise God. I've been bought with a price. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said that water springs up and that water flows, shall flow rivers. Rivers. Amen. A lot of times old devil beats us down. He says, you know what? You ain't going to make it. And boy, all of a sudden there's a little trickling starts bubbling up down inside you. Amen. That's them springing waters. Amen. They begin to spring up. They begin to spring forth. Next thing you know, there's rivers flowing. Amen. Glory be to God. It starts flowing. It starts flowing up through you and to you. Praise God. Running out your eyeballs. Praise God. And somebody else gets a hold of it. And suddenly just have you a spell. Amen. I'm talking about when you're getting in. But 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, he said, making him always. Now this is what abundant life does, and abundant living does for a child of God, one that's been saved and born again. Making him always to abound in the work of the Lord. Now that abound there, it means to be in super abundance. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, the devil tried to cheat you out of that. But praise God, he said, making him always. He's talking about that when it's born again. That's trust Lord Jesus Christ. Making him to abound, to have super abundance. Now he's talking about not only the quantity, glory be to God, but the quality of life that he gives you. Amen. A special life in a special relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's abundant living today. Amen. Hey, the world can have their fineries. Hey, I got a little old shack on the hill, and that's all I need. Hey, man, a couple years ago, Brother Rex come by and put a new roof on it. Don't leak. Praise the Lord. Snugs a bug in a rug. It's insulated well. Got three sources of heat. Praise God. Amen. Keep me warm. Hey, I don't want for nothing. God is good. Amen. Hey, he's give me that. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, you could have a nicer place. Yeah, sure could. But hey, I don't need it. Amen. Bible says, if what you got, be content. Sometimes we just need to be content with what we got. Amen. And give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. But he said there's a superabundance. Amen. Hey, he said, making him always to abound in the work of the Lord. He said that's having that superabundance in quantity and quality, praise God, that things that he does for us so we turn around and do something for him. That's abundant living. Amen. Praise the Lord. I mean, that's something that comes out of it. I was talking to brother, he won't mind me telling this. Brother James was, he was over in the hospital. James has been in the hospital over 170 days this year. More than that probably now. Hey, man, he was over there the other day, and that's one of somebody that he had in a middle school had got in touch with him. They had Facebooked or something, and he's talking about how tough a time he's having and how he was having these rages and these fits, and he couldn't have had them all his life. And Brother James said he had had them even when he was in school. Said somebody had to walk around and watch him, keep him from just going off on somebody. And he got to talking, Brother James says, well, I know how you can get help. He said, there's help in the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation. Amen. He's pointing toward Jesus Christ. He Facebooked Miss Geraldine. He said, hey, can you give me some verses right quick and I can give to him so that he can be saved, praise God. Hey, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that overflowing abundance when it don't seem like it's there. Praise God, God will bubble it up in the depths of your soul till it runs over. Amen. Praise God, when it runs over, it'll run over on somebody. Praise God. Glory. The quantity and the quality. Amen. Nothing like a quality of salvation. Hey, see, don't get no better than being saved. Amen. You're secure if you're saved. You've been bought with a price. You've been promised an inheritance that's out of this world, literally. Amen. You've been promised that you'll never die. Amen. Hey, you know, I don't worry about death. Death, hey, it don't bother me not one whit. Now, I dread what a man might have to go through to get there. Amen? But death does not, hey, that don't bother me one bit. Now, I'd miss a lot of things. That's what breaks my heart most of all. Amen? There's a whole lot of things I might miss. But glory be to God, hey, death don't scare me. Amen? If the Lord said, hey, it's time to go right now, I'd feel sorry for my little wife and my young, but praise God, I'm ready to go. Amen? You say, well, preacher, you're just saying that. Praise God, if there's something wrong with you, hey, I'm still ready to go. Hey, amen, I'm like JR, I ain't getting on the bus right now. But praise God, when it comes my way, I'm ready to go. Praise the Lord. Why? Because there's an abundance of God in my heart, praise God. I know what He's done for me. He saved my soul, prepared me a place. Amen. For a prepared person. Praise the Lord. So he said, for those that's saved, that's got this abundance life, he said, they said, abundant. We can always abound in the work of the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, he says that we're foreordained and created unto good works. He said, for we are his workmanship. Now I want you to notice that word workmanship. For we are His workmanship. That means, now listen to me, I want you to get this. If you don't hear anything else I say tonight, I want you to hear this. It says, we are His workmanship. That means that me and you, born again believers, are the handiwork of God. Amen? You are the handiwork of God. You are a, don't you let the devil tell you no different. You're a work in progress. Amen? God is working on you. God is working in you. Praise God. He said, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained. Now that means to prepare before. Amen. To make preparations before. To make provision ahead of time. So God has, glory to me, you get a hold of that. I got a hold of that and I about had me a spell. God took this little old sinner boy and me lost and undone in my sins and iniquities, and He saved my soul, praise God, with a purpose in His heart, amen, to use me for His glory. Amen. He saved me, and through His workmanship, amen, His handiwork, He created in Christ Jesus, because I'm in Christ. That's how you're saved, by the way. Only way you're saved is in Lord Jesus Christ. Unto good works which God hath before ordained, or prepared before, that we should walk in them. In what? In the good works that God's working in us. So you don't, the devil will throw you a curve. He'll say, well, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything at all. You're just worthless. I don't know why God keeps you around. But praise God, if you're getting up every day and you're bowing your head and you say, Lord, thank you for another day. Amen. If you're praising the Lord, you're giving Him glory. Praise God. Hey, you're worth something in the eyes of God. Amen. If you're able to bow your head and thank Him for the food He gives you, praise God, to give Him glory, praise God, you're worth something. And that's a good starting place for a child of God. Amen. I'm talking about one that's in abundant living, that's wanting to live for the Lord, praise God. You begin to realize, praise God, what God's doing for you. You begin to give Him praise for it. You'll be amazed what takes place in your life. Amen. You may be in some kind of difficult situation. You say, well, me. But praise God, you get to talking to the Lord. You're saying, you know, Lord, I'm in a tight spot, but I know, praise God, it seems like there's only one footprint in the sand, but God, I know it's because You're carrying me. Amen. I know You've got this thing under control. I know that You know my every need. Praise the Lord, and He does. But He said He had the good works that He hath before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God proceeds to give a spiritual supply. He supplies our spiritual needs and the equipment that we need to make through this journey, that we could have that abundant life. Amen? You remember over in Ephesians chapter 6, He talks about that supply that He has, that spiritual supply. He supplies us spiritually. He equips us, praise God, for that battle that we're fighting. And I'm going to say, if we're waging a war tonight, praise God, we have an enemy, which is the devil and the flesh, and we've got to contend against them all the days of our life. Hey, there'll never be no slacking off of either one. Amen? I know a lot of people say, well, you know what? One of these days when I get older, I'm going to live for Jesus. And boy, I'm going to breeze through this life. Hey, it ain't going to get easy. Hey, if you get old in this world, you're going to have to get tough. Amen? Getting old ain't for sissies. Praise the Lord. Come Friday, this old boy will be 50. Amen? And it don't get, it seems like every year it gets a little tougher. It does. It ain't, you can ask some of these older folks, been in this thing, it ain't going to get easy. We're going to have to battle through this life. But praise God, for those that's had God abundant life, those that trust in the Lord, praise God, we said we've got the Spirit of God and He gives us that we need. In Ephesians chapter 6, notice what the Bible says. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Now that's not a suggestion, that's a commandment. He said, hey, if you're going to have strength, you're going to get it from the Lord. These bodies don't have strength to contend with the devil. He said, find my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power, now let's just, of His might. He said, we're going to have to start trusting in the Lord. Amen? Hey, this thing, I've told you, and I've been telling you for several years, this thing ain't getting no prettier. It's going to wax worse and worse because God said it would. Amen. Paul told little Timothy it would. And praise God, God does not lie. Amen. It's going to wax worse and worse. And in the end, but praise God, we just got to keep our head up. We got to keep our strength. We got to get our strength from the Lord. We got to get our empowerment through Him. Because He has overcome. Amen. The Lord has overcome. He's overcome every obstacle, everything that we'll ever face. And we can, Bible says, we can be overcomers through Him who has overcame. Amen. If we put our faith and trust in Lord Jesus Christ, we are winners. Devil didn't like that. Boy, he didn't like that. He didn't like that at all. I thought it today, praise God. I thought he was going to choke me to death. Amen. But notice what he says. He says, put on the whole armor. Amen. He said, put on the whole armor. He said, you got to get outfitted up. But now notice, I'm glad he didn't stop there. See, the armor that we're supposed to put on, it ain't man's armor. The armor we put on ain't some self-created armor. The armor that we put on, hey, praise God, it's not made for our military. It's not produced, mass-produced in some factory. Amen. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Amen. He said, God's got armory, praise God, that you can put on, glory to God. And that armor of God, praise God, will deliver you. Praise the Lord. What do you need? Well, what do we need delivering from? The devil. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's tactics. See, the devil's got tactics, you know. Hey, I know you've seen some of them. Hey, man. He's a military strategist. And he works against us constantly. But ain't you glad he ain't omnipresent? Amen. He ain't everywhere all the time. He just comes by every now and then and hits you on the run. Boy, if he was always present, we'd be in a mess. Amen. That's why you got to have that armor on all the time. See, we come down to the house of God, us good independent fundamental Bible-believing Baptists. We come down to the house of God on Sunday morning, boy, and we dress up nice and we put on that armor of God and we come in, we do our little show like a show pony. And then when we get done about 12:30, praise God, if we can get the preacher to shut up long enough, we'll go to the house and we'll chunk that armor off, praise God, and we'll go about our business. Amen? And by noon on Monday, praise God, the old devil's got us beat down so much that we don't even know who we is. Amen? You know I'm telling it right. That's why he said we got to put on that whole armor of God. That's that kind of armor, praise God, that'll go out with you. And praise God, it'll come in with you. Glory be to God, it'll protect you. It'll encourage you. Okay, it'll nurture you. It'll give you what you need, praise God, to be a child of God. To have an abundant life, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, the devil's a deceiver. He'll say, I'll just get you a little bit of that armor on and go down to the house of God. You know, you may have a cuss fight with your wife and the youngins on the way, but everything will be all right. Just go in there and try to make a pretense of worshiping. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. The old devil, he'll rear up his ugly head on Sunday morning. I had a fellow tell me the other day, he said, you know what, preacher? He said, I've been trying to get down to the house of God for 2 years. I know I need to go. I need to take my youngins. My youngins been asking me to go. But he said, it just seems like every Sunday morning I get up and something comes up. Huh? He said, something comes up. I just stood there and looked at him a minute. And I didn't say nothing. And he finally looked at me and he said, what? I said, you know what come up? It's the devil. Amen. He don't want you in the house of God because he knows that God can help you. Amen. And I said, them little youngins got more sense than you got. Yep. Amen. He agreed with me. I said, they know where they need to be. They've been there a few times in their life. And praise God, they know where they need to be to get help. They've seen it. Yeah, I said, you know why? Because they've seen a change in daddy when you was down at the house of God. Amen. I said, them little old youngins missed that change. They want daddy back. Amen. He just hung his head. But you pray for him. God touch him. Get him in church. Get them little youngins in church. Praise the Lord. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers. Amen. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. That's who we're contending against. But now listen to verse 13. He said, wherefore, take unto you, here it is again, the whole armor of God. So we said, what we got to do is take on God's armor. If you want abundant life, praise God. If you want to have joy in the Lord, you're going to have to get on the armor. Take on the armor of God and realize it's God's armor. It's His armament that He's putting on you. Amen. And you can defeat the devil that you may be able to stand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Amen. To make a stand. You know, it's time that we make a stand. We've sat around and we've let everything come by, everything coming and going, praise God, and we've let it go. We've said it's okay. I won't say praise be to God. It ain't okay. God said there's some things in this world that's wrong. Let me just say this while I'm here. Lord, just run across my mind. We need to get our registered deeds. Hey, I don't know if he's appointed or he's hired or whatever. We need to get him gone.
Amen.
Amen. And boy, and Mr. Cooper, if he goes along with this mess, come enough to election time, he needs to be gone. Amen. We need to vote him out. All we put him in, we can take him out. Amen. He needs to go on down the road with his sodomite buddies. Amen. Praise God. He needs to be saved. He's lost. Amen. We need to stand up. We need to be calling our friends, our relatives. We need to be getting on the phone. We need to be bombarding the register of deeds and saying, we do not appreciate what you're doing. The voice of the people has spoken, praise God. They said North Carolina does not allow same-sex marriages. Amen. And that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. They're supposed to stand up for the law. And him coming in there, allowing him to come in there and fill out applications is ungodliness. Not only is it ungodly, it's unlawful. Amen. We need to be, you know what we need to do? We need to be hollering. We need to be putting on the armor of God, crying out and spare not. Amen. Amen. If we don't, they're going to be same-sex marriage in North Carolina. Because it'll start right here in Asheville. Because this used to be the Bible Belt. But Satan has come in, he's taken over. Amen. It's time that we get rid of the devil. And we ask, invite Jesus back into Asheville. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, send therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth and having the breastplate of praise on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. He said, hey, if we get armored up with the armor of God, he said, we have the ability to stand against the devil. But we have to realize that it's God's armor that we need, not man's. Amen? Paul said this. See, Paul had confidence. He knew what we needed. He knew what he needed. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 18, he said, but I have all in abound. I am full. Amen. Paul said, hey, I've been a partaker of an abundant life. He said, I know. He said, I've been a basis, I've been made low, and he said, I've been lifted up. But he said, it's all because of God. And he said, hey, listen, he said, I know. I have everything that I need. He said, I abound. He said, I'm full. Praise God. He said, because of God, because the people of God contributed. But he goes on in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And he's speaking to me and you. And I'm about done. He said, talking about abundant life. He says, but my God, I like that. Amen. But Brother Bill's God. But Landon's God. But Brother Rex's God. Amen. But my God. I love it. But my God. Can you say that tonight? But my God. My God. Amen. But my God shall supply all your need. Amen. My God shall supply all your need. Praise God. He said, hey, I have all I need. He said, I'm abound. He said, I'm full. And pray God, that same God, my God, can supply your need. He can do the same thing for you. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how does he do it? Paul tells us. He says, according to his riches in glory. Amen? He said, hey, it's because of what he's got. You know we're serving my God. I don't know about your God. You may have a little G God. I've got a great, great big G God. And my great big G God, praise God, he owns it all. Hey, everything I got, praise God, it's just on loan. Amen. He's just letting me borrow it for a little while. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's according to his riches in glory. It's according to what he's got. He's just gave me a little portion. Now, not that he couldn't give me a whole lot more. Amen. But praise God, he meets my needs. He said, but my God shall supply all your need. Amen. He gives me everything I need. I don't want for nothing. Amen. You say, well, preacher, ain't there things you'd like to have? Sure there are. This old flesh would like to have a lot of things. Amen. I used to love to ride a motorcycle. I told my wife I'd like to have one of them three-wheelers. Them new things, you know, it's got. You don't have to hold up to my knees bad. Amen. Got two front tires on the front. And got a back tire like a motorcycle. I said, man, I'd like, yeah, Can-Am. That's what I said, I'd like to have one of them. I said, and every now and then, me and hers be able to sneak off and go tootling around. Amen. Grandma and my papa on a motorcycle. A lot of things I'd like to have, but I don't need it. Amen. I wouldn't have time to ride it anyway. But praise God, he supplied all my need. I don't want for nothing. Praise God. He said, according to his riches in glory. But how does he do it? He said, by Christ Jesus. Without Jesus, we would have nothing. Amen. We'd still be out there in the world as paupers. But praise be to God, because Lord Jesus Christ, we have an abundant life, glory to God, that he's given us in Christ Jesus. He supplied our need, submit our need for salvation, our need for life, our need for abundance of life, that overabundance, that superfluity of life, praise God, that God give us. Amen. That superabundant life, the quantity and the quality of life that we have. Amen. Hey, it's nothing like being a child of God. Because of that, we have an abundance of life. Praise God, we've got a marvelous promise. We've got an inheritance out of this world. Amen. We've got a heritage, praise God, if we can pass it on to our youngins. Hey, we can't work enough in enough hours, praise God, to make enough to give them the kind of inheritance that God has for them free. Amen. Amen. We'll work our fingers to the bone try to have something to pass down to the children. And that's not a bad thing. We should be able to help our children out. But the problem is we've helped them so much, praise God, they don't know how to do nothing for themselves. Amen. We've got a whole generation spoiled rotten, praise God, don't know how to do nothing. We got families, praise God. We got little old youngins, 10, 11 years old, that don't know how to do chores. You say, well, preacher, I ain't going to make them do what I used to do. Why? It didn't hurt you none. Amen. They're going to bring them up, and they're not going to know how to do nothing. But praise God, yeah, they can do this. But amen, praise God, if we love them, praise God, we want to give them an abundance of life, praise God, we can give them chores. We can show them how to work for a living, how to strive to have something for the glory of God, and how to do it all for His glory. Do it as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's abundant life. We can give our children abundant life. Praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, an inheritance in the Lord. That's abundant life. I don't know about you tonight, but I'd rather have abundant life in Christ Jesus, my Lord, than have all the treasures in this world. Amen. I'd rather have an abundant life in Christ Jesus than have everything this world could ever give me. But the Lord said, He said that in John 10 and 10, He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Amen. He said, I want to have it in super. I want you to have life. Not as you know it now, but he said, I want you to have life in super abundance, quality and quantity. I want you to have everything that I've got to give for you. See, we sell ourselves short when we don't take what God's got for us. Amen? But when we step back and look at the big picture and say, you know what? It ain't just a here and now. See, we've got a whole society that's caught up, and I'm done. We've got a whole society caught up in me right now. And they don't, our young people ain't even thinking about the future. If they are thinking about the future, they're thinking about it way out yonder, praise God, when they're rich and famous. But they ain't thinking about what God's got for them. Boy, we need to start reining them back in and say, you know what? Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our help is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our salvation, praise God, is the most important thing we have. The choice we make for Jesus is the biggest choice you ever make in your life. Amen? To devote yourself to Him, to accept the Lord. When sinners come to realize that there's a whole lot to be had in the Lord Jesus Christ, that saved soul can get those waters of life, that abundance of life, that overflowing of life that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I've got it to give. He said, all you got to do is just pull up the table. He said, if you'll open the door, He said, I'll come in to you and sup with you and you with me. He said, I'll set you a table. Praise God, I guarantee you, when He sets you a table, it'll be better than anything you ever had. Better than anything you'll ever get in this world. If we just look for that abundance of life that God has for us.